Welcome to Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast about how to move from inspiration to action and bring our dreams to life. I'm Lisa Zahia, and each week I'll release two podcasts, one where I walk you through action steps about how to make your dreams a reality, with another podcast in which I interview amazing changemakers from all over the world. This podcast isn't just for listening. Take notes and take action. Let's ignite and change the world together.
It's Lisa Zahia, and this is a wrap-up episode of year one of Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast that has been somewhat inconsistent with me, Lisa Zahia. We had two amazing seasons. We had some bonus podcasts, and I have been traveling all over the world for the last 6 months. So like many things in my life, this has been slightly inconsistent. So this is our end of the year wrap-up podcast, and it's me talking about me and my life and what's been happening and how business is going. So I want to put this in time and place. It is currently November 28th, 2023, and I'm on the island of Tobago. So a lot of people, when I say I'm in Tobago, they say, what? Where? And Tobago is part of Trinidad and Tobago. Most people have heard of Trinidad. It's one country that's two islands. Trinidad is a larger island. It's the wealthiest country in the Caribbean. It's industrial. And Tobago is also part of that country, but it is a very small population, 50,000 island that is close to Venezuela. So we're in the very southernmost part of the West Indies, the very south of the Caribbean. So this is part of South America, very close to Venezuela. And it's an amazing place. I have seen probably 12 rainbows since I've been here. This is my fifth or sixth week here. And I spent a month at a house on a mountain, which had an amazing view. It was like an indoor-outdoor house. Most of it was sliding glass. And then I went to Charlottesville, which is a teeny tiny town of like 500 to 700 people at the very tip of the island this weekend, and spent 3 days in an open air cabin. And now I'm in a beautiful Airbnb. I'm working, doing a lot of work, planning for 2024, getting ready to leave this Sunday to go back to the United States. I haven't been to the United States in 2 months. I went to Egypt and then flew all over the world to get here. And honestly, I don't really want to go back. I feel inspired by people more outside of the US, and perhaps that's my own particular experience with it. But I also, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities that the United States has given me, the passport privilege. I mean, y'all, we have a lot of privilege. Get out and travel, get to know people. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this year. I want to talk about where I have been this year. I lived in New York City from January to May of 2023. And during that time, I went to Tobago. I came here for the first time. And then I went to Saudi Arabia for 2 weeks. And then I was in New York, a little bit of travel in the US until the end of May. I put all my things in storage and was like turning 45 in November, which happened a couple of weeks ago. And I wasn't sure I wanted to stay in New York. You know, New York is extremely expensive. I can work from anywhere. So I had some work opportunities. I went and traveled. I went to Miami for a month. I went to Baltimore. I went to Asheville, North Carolina for a month, where I used to live. I went here for 2 weeks. I was in Tobago. I left Tobago and went back to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. I went to Georgia. I went to Asheville again. I went to Georgia and stayed in this geodesic dome on the edge of a lake, which is like 40 minutes south of Atlanta, which made me the city girl in me. Like, I'm a hardcore city girl. I was like, maybe I want to move to the country. I loved it when I lived in upstate New York. And then I left there. I went to Germany for a conference. And then I went to Egypt for a month. Cairo, we did a tour. I got to the privilege of going to Upper Egypt, which is the south, Luxor and Aswan. And then I flew from Egypt. Listen to this flight path. I flew from Egypt to Doha, which is in Qatar, and which is the most beautiful, fancy airport I've ever seen. I loved it. And then I flew from there to London, and then London to Tobago, which there's one flight a week. So you got to make sure your bag gets on that flight. And I've been here for the past 5 weeks. So I've been to a lot of places this year, a lot of amazing places. So my top three places that I have been are Fayoum, which is in Egypt, which is a oasis in the middle of the Sahara Desert where we stay with my friend Scheherazade that we put on tours with. We stay at this amazing villa and we go and take a pottery lesson and we go shopping, but it's at farmland. It's in the middle of the desert and it's the most amazing people and the most amazing, inspiring landscape, humans, and people you've ever seen. And it's peaceful and we get to go there every year. My second favorite place that I've ever been is here in Tobago, which is Charlottesville, which I was there, this town that was like 500 to 800 people. The people were so friendly. And it's coming up. One of my favorite stories is there. And then my third favorite place was Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Admittedly, I have to say I was nervous to go there. I was worried that I was going to do the right things. I wanted to make sure I was wearing the right things. And I was so impressed by the friendliness of the people. The city is amazing and organized. Everything is nice. Like, it's easy and it's nice and it's beautiful and it's clean. But mostly the people were so friendly, and especially the women. I met my friend Shahad, who was on the podcast, but I met a lot of women who were opening businesses. I highly recommend it. I want to go back. There's some other tourist places that I want to go there. So surprise, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about the Middle East, but especially Saudi Arabia. And I highly, 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 highly recommend it. I felt so safe. And a lot of people were like, how safe did you feel? I felt so safe. So let's talk about how this year went. My business is doing well, but it feels super weird to me because the last 6 months I've been traveling, I've been like working, but I haven't been like working intensely and building all the things and the business. We're going to take a look. I'm currently up over last year, 5.5%. So that means as of November 28th, we've made 5% more than we did in all of 2022. December, we're going to have a big month. I can't wait. Typically a big month for my business. So I'll end up 20-ish percent. We're about 30% over if we go through the date to last year. But you know, like I've 2x'd my business for the last couple of years. But listen, I've decided something has to change. If you don't know, I had a really big surgery last year. I had 20 tumors on my uterus and I had to have them removed. And I was stressing myself the F out, y'all. And I was running, and I had been running for the last 20 years of my life, like running a marathon. We're just going to go. We're going to go. We're going to do all the things. I'm going to muscle my way through this. I'm going to do all the things. And I was tired of it. And I also don't think that that's how I build the empire, how I'm going to help people. I have big plans for the next 5 years. I'm going to start a speaking career. You heard it here first. I'm going to become a professional public speaker and continue coaching. I'm going to write a book, y'all. And I'm going to do it with ease, and I'm still going to be able to travel, and I'm going to meet my partner. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And so I'm going to do that with time and ease and fun. So I've been trying that, and it's been wildly uncomfortable. There were definitely some moments where I was like, where's all the money? Because things are changing, but like figuring out how to literally and actually work smarter. And you know what? I'm figuring out how to do what I actually said and like what I preach to other people. So I want to talk a little bit. The business is doing well. We also started Scallop Support, which is another part of my business that is admin support. I've had a lot of lessons starting a new part of the business, how to use my team, more on that. But you know, like I've really learned how to not be like, I failed. Instead, winnings and learning. So everything is a lesson. How do I learn? How do I learn? How can I change? And that has accelerated things a lot in my business. The other big focus, which is a really interesting thing to do while you're traveling, is dating. You know, I've been single for a couple of years. I had a on and off partner when I lived in Asheville, and then I moved with a new partner to New York in 2020. That ended. So since mid-2021, I've been single, and like, it is time, y'all. You know anyone? To find my long-term partner. And this is harder for me to talk about, but you know, it's interesting. Earlier in my life, I would always be like, nobody likes me. Or, you know, I would feel like I'm not attractive enough or not good enough or I'm too this or I'm too curvy. And I worked through a lot of that and I let it go. you know, what I realized is that nobody was liking me because I was being cold and I wasn't very open. And I worked on that. And now, y'all, it's been raining men. There's been all kinds of attention, dates, interesting men in all these countries, dating appropriately and safely and just getting to know people. But like, that doesn't mean that it's been the right person. There's been a lot of people who are unavailable or like old patterns that I'm attracting similar things, people with emotional blocks, people who want me to help them, people who want me to help them financially. And so I've been working a lot. I've been working with my coach on how to attract the right person. So more on that later. But I've got some stories, y'all, dating in different countries. I'll tell you two of my favorites. Is that I was in Egypt and I went on a date. We'd been talking with somebody. It's definitely a little bit more formal there. Very safe. I only meet people in public. We'd been talking and I had told this gentleman that I bought silver earrings on the trip. And I said, I don't have a lot of silver. I typically wear gold. When we met, you know, we shook hands. We sat down. We were having a coffee. And he pulled like a little jewelry box out. And I was like, oh God, no, it's oh no. But he said, I got you something. And I realized that because you live in the States, we're probably going to end up just being friends. But it's been such a privilege getting to know you. I wanted to get you something to match your earrings. And it was a silver necklace with a little blue stone. It's called Feyrouz. It's like turquoise. And he set a new bar. Because I was like, wait, what? This can happen? But like, what an interesting thing in your life to have an experience and be like, hey, this can happen? It's so nice.
This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com.
And then here in Tobago, I got taken for walks on the beach. You know, like it's very much discovering the natural habitat. And that's again been like, this is a possibility. Having somebody who knows a landscape, knows a lot about ecology, made me realize that knowledge is really attractive to me. I'm getting all cutesy. So that is coming, but I'm doing a lot of work with my coach about what I want to attract and also who I want to be in a relationship and what kind of relationship I want. So I've been working a lot on that, which is another thing with work is like, I don't just have to work. I can also work on myself. I can read books and that's been really fun. I want to tell you my travel review. Obviously I told you my favorite places. I've also learned a lot about how to use your airline credit cards and how to use your points. This is what I say if you're interested in traveling, even part-time, is like travel is work. So you have to set aside time to like take care of your travel. So I need to take 2 hours to like book hotels, book flights, use the credit cards, make sure I'm using the right points. So take the time to do that. My favorite travel credit cards is my Capital One Venture X card. They just open lounges, as well as my American Express Platinum. Big fan. Make sure you read about how the card works because you get a lot of bonuses. My worst travel story is that I flew from Asheville to Baltimore and I got stuck in Charlotte overnight, which is 2 hours from Asheville, and I really could have driven there. And it took me like 8 hours to fly a place you could drive 2 hours from. But I've been very lucky in that I haven't had many issues. So I want to tell you my top three stories from my year. Oh, there's a lot of them. Maybe four, maybe five. My first story is from Saudi Arabia, which I was going to a cafe. There's beautiful cafes there. It's an alcohol-free country, which I really loved. It's very peaceful. And you go to a coffee shop and you can sit. And I felt comfortable doing that by myself. In fact, it's so safe. You could just like leave everything on the table. And twice I sat down at a coffee shop. I ordered a lunch, a coffee, was working on my laptop. And I had people at other tables pay for me. And, you know, I just would put my hand on my heart and say thank you when the waiter said they paid for your meal. And what they said both times is like, thank you for coming to visit here. and we're so glad you're here. And I just thought, what if we could all be like that to everyone? It's amazing. It's so amazing. And I loved it. I have so many stories from Egypt. Like, it's incredible. But in Egypt, this year in October, there were 10 of us, and we took a sailboat down the Nile. We sailed from south to north, and we were on there. We spent 4 nights on there, and it was the most magical experience, like an old traditional wooden sailboat. And they have, it's beautiful. Like, this was, y'all, it was classy. Like, top three travel experiences of my life, and I've traveled a lot. And there was a tour guide on the boat with us, and he would take us to different, like, places along the way. But we stopped, and this was in the late evening. It was like 5 o'clock, and we walked around a local village, and it was a farming village, and we got to see the people and how they lived and how they baked their bread and how they farmed and how they took care of themselves. And, like, you know, we have a lot of privilege as Westerners. It's palpable, like the power of the dollar, the power of having a European or American passport. I'd do anything to get all that. And for these people to allow us to walk around and see them and from of that place, and hopefully, like, we'd be jerks if we were passing judgment. But they live in the most peaceful, it was so beautiful, like along the Nile, quiet town, cooking, farming, taking care of each other, and the friendliness. Like, they would just say, welcome to us. And they were building their houses there. And it was so amazing to walk around and see that. And they bake bread in these outdoor ovens. And instead of being like the flat bread you see in a lot of the Middle East or in Egypt, it's like a thicker bread. It's probably 2 or 3 inches that they bake in an outdoor oven. And they were showing it to us, and a woman came and, like, gave us a loaf of bread that she had made. And once again, like in Saudi Arabia, and I've had the most amazing experiences all over the Middle East, like, she didn't have to do that. Like, give. What if we give? What if we welcome? What if we let people in? And that just reminded me of that. There's a lot of stories from this year, but one from here, from Tobago, that was my favorite. This was last weekend. We met a tour guide in the village, and he was like, do you want to see the rainforest? Because the Charlottesville is like a fishing town, but immediately there's like a big mountain, and people live up the mountain. And there's a town called Bel Air, like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. You should go up, 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 up. But these people live on a giant hill. It goes all the way up into the rainforest to what essentially is the edge of Tobago, looking out over where the Caribbean and the Atlantic Sea meet at the point of the island. And I was with my friend Deb, and this man, Caesar, was like, oh, I take people into the rainforest. You want to go? And we were like, yeah, that sounds amazing. So he was like, we're going to leave at 7 a.m. It'll take a couple of hours. So at 7 a.m., we walk into the village from where we're staying. Tennis shoes, you know, we got our bag with our water. And here comes Caesar, and he's wearing jeans and a polo shirt, but like knee-high rubber boots. And he's carrying an empty water bottle and a machete. And he was like, let's go. And I was like, what's about to happen? So we walk through the town straight up the hill. Y'all, some of these were like close to 45 degree hills. And if you know, like, that's where you stop being able to walk. It's like, at what point is this going to get vertical? And I'm going to just roll down. I was out of breath. And we essentially walked uphill for like an hour and a half. We stopped along the way, and there's a natural spring. So he filled up the water bottle, and he was using the machete. Like, you get up, and eventually the road stops really high up, and you're just on a mud track, and then you just go into a tiny path in the rainforest. He's using a machete to cut the track. And again, the kindness of other humans. Like, his biggest objective was to make sure we were learning, seeing, and also just to make sure we were okay. Like, at one point he had to drag me and my big booty up a hill, like up a muddy mountain. And we went and we went and we went, and he showed us all these amazing things. We walked through one part that was all bamboo. And if you've ever been through a bamboo forest, it like clicks because the pieces of bamboo are hitting together. We got herbs that we could make tea out of. We got an avocado fresh from the ground. It was amazing. So we did that. We went up and up and up. Ooh, leg workout. Like, imagine climbing straight up a hill for 90 minutes. And at the top, you get to the most beautiful vista. It was amazing. And seeing where those two oceans meet just make you realize that there are so many things bigger than you in the world. And that makes you feel okay about only having 6% growth in your business, or what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? Just makes all that melt away. Or like, where's the man? And just be like, I'm okay. It's here right now. And like looking at some of the most beautiful landscape I've ever seen in my life. And it was so cool. We walked up there, we hung out, and then we had to walk right back down that hill. It was like a loop. So we came back down on road. And when we were walking back down the road, he was asking me what I do. And I was like, I'm a life coach. I help people. Like my real passion is helping people deepen and be in their passions and have businesses that they want. And he was like, oh, we're the same. And I was like, what do you mean? And his like day job, he has several verticals of his business. His day job is he's a lifeguard and he also does underwater rescue. So like free diving and tank diving to find if there's accidents or rescue. And he's like, I save people's lives and you save them too, but in a different way. And that really touched me. And I loved it. And, you know, like, I'm going to sit down and figure out all the amazing takeaways from this year. But the most amazing ones are from the people, the necklace, the buying of the meal, the like willing to climb up a mountain with me, the seeing me for who I am and what my job really is. Like, it's just about the people, y'all. And it's been really amazing. And from here, going back to the States, and I'm going to start doing longer periods of time, but I'm going to do is I'm going to live in two places, and we're testing out some places to see. So there'll be two places where I'm landing, and then places like here that I'll come back to for months at a time. And, you know, being a global citizen, expanding and seeing all the amazing people this world has to offer. Can't wait to be more organized and bring you season 3, 4, and 5 of Limitless with Lisa Zahia next year. Have a wonderful holiday and new year.
That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.